Hello, hello. It's the year of the cock.
That's the Chinese New Year, year of the rooster.
Welcome to the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And, well, we've got a little bit of a feature here that we wanted to do a prescription, and we just went for a theme, and because the president was signed in, it's, you know, I personally think that a president's a president. They're all corrupt, and they're all just as bad. This one's just really obvious and probably going to get a lot worse. So we were sort of pondering the fact that perhaps the president, we were thinking that perhaps the president has something called the Krupp. Ali, are you with us here with the Krupp? Ali told me about this word, and I always thought it was just a horse throat, but it's actually some sort of a virus that makes you sound what we call, like, gives you a horse throat. But other people say that around the world, I better stick to the script, but I'm just going right off. This is like, it sounds like a rooster. It makes your voice sound like a rooster. So the Krupp in other languages is referred to as... Give yourself some volume. You got it. Come back in with us.
Yeah.
More volume. I want to hear you.
More volume? Okay. So in my country, this sickness is famous to the rooster and the rooster sickness. But in the other countries, maybe is the sound of the horse and the sound of the rooster and so forth.
So the name of the sickness is the same as the word for the word the rooster.
Yeah, exactly.
So we pondered it and thought, well, it's the year of the rooster. Perhaps the president has got the Krupp, and that's why he's like talking foul, and maybe he's had it for years. Hopefully, the power of the Chinese New Year being the year of the rooster, maybe the good energy will like somehow miraculously cure him. So keep hope that the president's Krupp will be cured by the year of the rooster. And so I guess we covered all of that. And so what was it? I guess we're skipping that. We also had a bit of a prayer that was quite scandalous and who knows what. So we took that out of there because it talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly and everything. And I just want to point out that if you yourself are like hurting yourself in any way, it's just as bad as being on the bad side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so... You know, you can claim to be on one side, but if your actions are that, like, even you say, oh, it's just me, I'm not hurting anyone else. If you're hurting yourself, we're all connected. So, peace and love, unity for the world. Oh, speaking of unity, I want to know about that song. So, The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ MC LMNOP RSVP DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence with DJ Ali Baba Ali Ghazani from the back alley. Tonight's guests are Sam Cave and the Staggers and Jags. Tonight on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. So Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Are we actually listening to Judah and the Lion?
Yeah.
We are.
This song is a collaboration between the two famous rappers, the one from Iran. His name is Yas. He's the one of the Persian, famous Persian rapper. And the other one is in the U.S.
Right into it, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, I want to hear very clearly. This is important. So
yeah,
the collaboration, and you know of them because one guy's famous in Iran?
Yeah. And kind of find a lot of music video in YouTube and in Twitter from Yas. He's very famous.
And you spelled Yas.
Yeah, the Yas is a kind of the flower in my country with a very good smell.
It sounds like yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll be right back very soon with our special guest Sam Cave and the Staggers and Jags. But first of all, oh wait. Never mind. تو هم مثل من فقط در به در به دنبال امنیتی کلمه گنی یک بار دیگه من و تو با تکرار این چه دنیای ما نیازمنده به رفتار گفتار پندار نیک کنار تو تا ابد این مسیر رو ادامه میدم بدون تا آخر دنیا منم راحتم با یه قلب پر از حقیقتای تر این مسیر رو ادامه میدم بدون تا آخر دنیا منم راحتم تا پای من. That's why most people love my dark side. Cause evil is ruling and that should not be archived. Take a look at our lives. All of us begin to part lies. Hard cries from our eyes. So we start ties. Iran to Missouri. We're calming the fury. Iran in this surely. Keeping it real honest and purely. Iman esme. Iran to Missouri. Inu midoni ma karakterai bidar qasein. Rooberumun. Dige harchi sad o divar mikubin. Hatta age khabemun be khabe bas ma bidar mimuni mi. اینه یک راه باز تو بگیری یک بار فاز با کلمات و حرکات لب تکنام یا من کنار تو تا ابد این مسیر رو ادامه میدم بدون تا آخر دنیا منم راحتم با یه قلب پر از حقیقتای تر این مسیر رو ادامه میدم بدون تا آخر دنیا منم راحتم تا پای مرگ من کنار تو طلبت این مسیر رو ادامه میدم بدون تو خی دنیا منم راحتم با یه غب Jason, go back. Give him some volume there over there. Sam Cave is in the house.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is not a house. This is a building.
It could be both.
Why these kids keep calling these things? Everything's a house. Anyway, 20-year-old Sam Cave, singer-songwriter Sam Cave, is from the outback of Australia. Just after graduating high school, the teen left home on a solo adventure to the other side of the world in pursuit of experiences and knowledge and the one-eyed Cyclops. Just throwing that part in myself. He celebrated his 18th birthday by getting his passport in order and headed over into Canada. In Canada, he started busking for 6 hours a day, 7 days a week in subway stations instead of relying on an employee. That's a lot of practice. No wonder he's actually got a voice. After traveling from east to western Canada, Sam has found his home in Vancouver. Due to his motivated demeanor and eagerness to shake every hand, he's had many opportunities and received plenty of support from the good friends he has made in the local Vancouver music scene. And experiencing this camaraderie... Oh, thanks. I sound so much clearer now. Sorry. Experiencing this camaraderie has taught him that accepting help is okay. It's okay. As long as you're working hard enough to deserve it. That's cool. Okay. He's on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, searchable as @SamCaveMusic. Welcome to the Medicine Show, Sam Cave. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me here, Jason.
Yeah, right on. So the question is, how long have you been in Vancouver? I mean, in Canada for?
I've been in Canada for, I think, 2.5 years now. I came in 2014 in April, I believe.
And then when did you arrive in Vancouver?
Vancouver was last year.
Okay.
Was it last year?
So you're almost a native. Do you know that most people here are not actually even from Canada, or they're not from Vancouver at least?
I've noticed this. I've met so many different people from all around the world with different stories. Best city.
You know, and everybody's probably wondering what all that hype was about. So let's give them a song to start out with. And what is the name of the first song?
So I haven't really
can
been
I
performing.
Say it's,
yeah, yeah. Name? Sorry, go ahead, Ali.
And
what
they played in the background and the one song from you. His name is "But Not Mine." Yeah.
This one's running, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is running.
Okay.
Running.
Oh, okay.
This is, we're actually listening to some Sam Cave, so now you know what all the hype's about.
Ooh, yeah.
Taking that off, what's the name of the song that you're going to do?
So I haven't like been playing songs in a while, and I've just started writing, really being focused in writing. And so all these songs that I'm going to play tonight, they don't really have names. They're really fresh. And I haven't really played them for anybody, so it's going to be a fun little experiment.
That's so fresh. okay, so what is the chorus? Just give us a little, the first line of the chorus, and we'll call it that.
Oh, man, but it's so depressing. It's not a depressing
song. It's like
song,
the blues. It'll make you happy to listen to
like,
it.
It's like down. Don't let it get you down. Well, that's not
depressing
at
good.
All. Oh, that's
good. Don't let it get you down. Okay, so take it away. Did you get that? Sam Cave on The Medicine Show.
Experience comes from experiments. Become the physicist with the world at your fingertips, and don't let it drag you down, down, down. Observe from a distance all that's within it, whatever surrounds you. In the darkest of clouds, you won't let them drag you down, 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 yeah. No, you won't let them drag you down, down, down. Ooh, keep touching reality and break all the boundaries that you have created. Embrace all situation, nothing will drag you down, 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 yeah. Oh, nothing will drag you down, down, down. In the coldest of winter, keep warm. Oh, with the knowledge that spring will spring for all. Oh, so when the sun does arise, be sure that you shed all the layers you put on. Oh, you can let go. You can let go. Ooh. Drag you down, down, yeah. Nothing will drag you. Nothing. Nothing will drag you down, down.
Sam Cave on The Medicine Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. It's like the...
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take it in the teeth, red hats!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him! I hate him!
Okay, well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We have on the show now Sam Cave, who sung that last song, in case you were listening. And someone once said that you dance like a koala with heat stroke.
That's correct.
Where and how did this observation manifest?
So I always... Oh, got to get it a bit closer.
Yeah, so you can...
I always, deep down, I just wish I was a dancer. Like, I wish I could just throw away all this music stuff and just become a dancer. And so I
keep
trying.
You could be like Michael Jackson or Janet and just do like both, right? You could have music videos with...
I like this idea. I think this is what I need in my live shows. Takes it to the next level.
That's right.
Yeah.
You could do... Okay, by the way, I got to do a plug for Adam Briscoe, wherever you are. He used to be on the show as like a co-host or like at least here a lot. And... the man, just to watch him, he's dancing while he's singing his acoustic guitar and singing.
Wow.
And he's like going all over the place. And he just totally captures the entire audience because of his presence, even just with it. He doesn't even have a band.
That's amazing.
He's just really good. So, yeah,
I have
please.
To see this man. I have to learn his ways.
We'll be in touch about that. So, and hope to get Adam again. So tell us about how this observation manifested with the...
So I keep trying to dance, and people have said many things about the way I dance, and this is one of them. And I like this one the most, so I kept it with me.
Excellent. What would you consider to be a dream come true if something was to happen for you in your life?
Man, if I could do the moonwalk, man, that's all I want.
Oh, the moonwalk,
actually,
man.
I have two dreams right now, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first dream is to do the moonwalk, and the second dream is to be at a karaoke bar and sing Akon songs and get the whole crowd that's at the bar, at the karaoke bar, to like sing along, and so I can feel like Akon, at least for like one moment.
Okay, so I think we could make...
The second one is the most easier than first.
No, I could teach you the moonwalk myself, but we could go to the, to the, there's a couple karaoke bars, we'll try and get some Akon songs and get everybody, with that voice, I'm sure you can get people going, ha!
I hope so.
Do you want to try another one?
For sure.
Try. Yeah. Would you like to grace us with another one?
Yeah, I'd love to. It feels so good to be playing songs again. So this other song also doesn't have a title.
So give us perhaps a line out of the song that you think is prominent that you would repeat in the song.
Let's just call it Free for now.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's easy to spell. I mean, easy to fit into the space, the little field, they call it. Because we don't have to type too many words into it. We're keeping track of everything in case you're listening and wondering what the hell's going on in that station. We're actually writing down everything he does on the computer. So that's why I'm being so strict about knowing. Okay. And that gave me a few seconds to prepare. I'm ready this time. Go ahead there, Sam Cave on The Medicine Show. Wait. Your microphone needs to be adjusted. You want to scoot back? There you go. You don't have to go that far. There you go.
Sounds good.
Ready for you.
All right. And time. Are changing, things aren't as they used to be, and times are changing, yeah. I can feel a new breeze. Every moment that I live is not the same as every moment that I've lived before today. If I try to hold it when it gives to the natural change, it still finds a way. Oh, I'm still young, I don't need to worry. I'm still young, I'm allowed to be naive, yeah. I'm still young, I don't need to worry. Oh, well, I'm already the best that I can be when I realize that I'm free. I don't mind the changes now, or the colors placed within. I don't fight against it now, 'cause how could I fight the wind? Every moment that I live is not the same as every moment that I've lived. Oh, before today, if I try to hold it, when the natural change, it still finds a way, yeah. I'm still young, I don't need to worry. I'm still young, I'm allowed to be naive, yeah. I'm still young, I don't need to worry. Oh, well, I'm already the best that I can be when I realize that I'm free, yeah. Oh, oh, said I'm free, yeah. Oh, said I'm free, yeah. Ooh. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh my God, it's Sam Cave on The Medicine Show. Wow, wow, wow.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
It is the year of the rooster in Chinese New Year, which is coming up next week. And you thought, I know what you thought I was going to say. I'm not that vulgar. You know what I mean, though. Anyway, welcome back to the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish, unceded territory. We have got Sam Cave and DJ Ali Baba, Ali Ghazani from the Alley. What's happening?
Hello again.
Hello again.
And I have another name as well.
Did you know that there's a song? Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
What do you think?
DJ from the back alley?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yes. So have you ever had a sore throat and they call it like laryngitis or anything where it makes your voice all screwed up?
It's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
Do you think that has like maybe the president's got a chronic case and he's like just like completely crazy because he's like got too much virus in his brain or?
That's a plausible explanation for everything that's going on right now.
You know, that's right. And hopefully the year of the rooster will have some positive energy and effects and create a miracle in the world and change everything tomorrow. I highly doubt it, but it's a nice positive thought, right?
What else can you do in these times, right?
Absolutely. And what did your mother always tell you to do when you, or your particular person in your life tell you to do when you had a sore throat?
When I had a sore throat.
What was the home remedy in Australia?
Man, I'm not sure if my parents did give me a home remedy for a sore throat. I just remember my mother telling me, make sure to eat your rice.
Your rice? Oh, that's good, you know?
But I don't know how effective that would be for a sore throat.
It doesn't matter. It's in the loving, positive advice of a mother. So that's like wholesome, right? She cares enough to tell you to eat your rice. All right. You know, I'm hoping that this video that we're doing is working. So do you want to try another song for us and wow us all again?
Yeah, for sure.
Hi. We're trying to videotape in here of this stuff, and hopefully you'll see us. We're on Facebook and as the Vancouver Medicine Show. Search us out. Tell us what you think of the show. What's a prominent word in this that might repeat?
Oh, geez.
Come into the microphone.
Let's make it, I want to know you.
That's beautiful. I want to know you. Okay.
Just gets weirder and weirder as we progress on.
No, that's a good thing. You know, I think that more people, there's a better theme for our night is unity, which was the song that those two rappers, one's from Iran, one's from United States. They were singing about unity. You know, and if everybody realizes, you know, that there is a one spiritual consciousness around the world for everybody, we should get to know each other. Say hello to your neighbors, by the way. That's my prescription for y'all.
Will that cure my sore throat?
It just might. They might just give you a clove of garlic and say, hey, go eat this. Oh, and it's called, did you get that?
I didn't know.
The title was...
I want to get to know you.
Okay, we're
making it all on the cuff right now, sir.
Yeah, I want to get to know you by Sam
Will Cave. That fit in your little box there, Ali?
It's called a field. Do you write it in the field? Sam Cave on The Medicine Show.
Pretty girl dancing to the beat.
I want to know what's on your mind. I love the way you move your feet, but what else is there inside? Take a moment, talk to me, or we could give this a try. Yeah. Come with no expectations, we could leave it later. Let's see what we will find. Yeah. 'Cause I wanna get to know, know you. Yeah. And you wanna get to know, know me too. Yeah. We can both do what lovers do. Yeah. Said I wanna get to know, know you. Now I'm playing hard to get. Every wall is what I'm breaking through. This sledgehammer's swinging, the facade is lifting. Now we can continue. 'Cause I wanna get to know, know you. And you wanna get to know, know me too. So we can both do what lovers do, yeah. Said I wanna get to know, know you. It's getting late, the lights kick us out. But this doesn't mean the end, no. It's a boom bomb and then it's to my house. We can stay up till dawn breaks, yeah. 'Cause I wanna get to know, know you, yeah. And you wanna get to know, know me too, yeah. So we can both do what lovers do, yeah. Said I wanna get to know, know you.
Sam Cave, the miracle of Sam Cave on the Medicine Show. We'll be right back after these messages. It is right now 11:40 on the West Coast.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
That is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
I kissed you, you kissed me back, on top of the wooden cracks of your front porch. I could tell by how you moved your lips, you're kinda new to this, but this feels strong. I caught the bus red-faced, your peppermint taste is the only aroma that I want to inhale. And when I looked in the bathroom mirror, my face looked by 5 pounds thinner, I found my smile. Oh, you make me happy, yeah, yeah. You make me sing, la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You make me feel things that I haven't felt. You've changed the way I speak. Oh, you make me happy, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you make me sing, la-da-da-da-da-da. You make me feel things that I haven't felt. You've changed the way I speak. We met up once again on a windy middle gem of November. I showed you my second home. You felt it's where you belong, you felt free. Oh, we let go of it all and became comfortable in the face of our flaws that forever have kept us sinking. And na 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 na. And as we lay side by side and stared in each other's eyes, she told me, oh, you make me happy now. Yeah. You make me sing, la-da-da-da-da-da-da. You make me feel things that I haven't felt. You've changed the way I speak. Oh, you make me happy. Na-na-na-na. You make me sing. You make me feel what I haven't felt. You've changed the way I speak. That's what you've done to me, yeah.
All right. Sam Cave.
Down, that's Sam Cave.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
From the Medicine Show. Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. That, thank you so much for coming on the show,
Sam.
Thank
you for having me so much.
Amazing, lots of fun. And, you know, I must say, it sort of reminded me of Rick Buckman Coe. I mean, I don't know, he's got a similar style, different writing, but wow. Very beautiful voice.
Yeah, we'll have, exactly. Yeah.
We'll be looking forward to having you back on the show.
Definitely.
Real soon, okay?
This was so much fun. Love to be back.
Okay, so now we're going to listen to... What are we going to listen to? DJ Alibaba from the back
I'm
alley.
I'm going to an opening for the next guest. His name, One Way Out.
One Way Out is The Staggers and Jags, which is coming in the studio right now. We'll be back after this song. Stick in there. that background. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Give me more volume. Give me more. Be warm. Hello, yes, this is the Medicine Show. Welcome back to the Medicine Show. Staggers and Jags has entered the studio. Hi, over there.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Ah, yes, our second guests of the evening. They're called the Staggers and Jags. Creeping out of the woodwork is the hauntingly nostalgic sound of the Staggers and Jags. Influenced by Prohibition-era parties, blues, jazz, and punk rock is the Staggers and Jags. With their debut EP released this summer, they are hitting the road across BC and Alberta. Members have toured in other projects such as Uptown Riot, Devil in the Wood Shack, This is the Shoes, Los Firios, cabroncito, The Blackberry Wood, and am I missed? I think there's a few more in here, and we can go over those as well. Grab the microphone. You're ready to talk.
Important. We're the Staggers and Jags now.
Okay, just if you got anything to say, you can interrupt, please. Collectively, they have toured all over Canada and will soon be gracing a hole in the wall near you. Oh, be careful of the cable behind me, I see. Okay. The Staggers and Jags features Conrad. Help me with this. How do you say your last name, Conrad?
Shinkar.
I didn't want to say it wrong. Some people might not like that.
You can say it however you like.
On guitar
we're
and
friends
vocals.
Now, right?
Hey, I like to think so. Actually, I like to think that people who come on this show are called Medicine Show family members after they've been on the
family.
Show.
Even better.
Family of the Medicine Show. Okay, and so also is Sabrina Robson on harmonica and percussion. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi there.
Nice to have you guys on the show. And we also have Blake McKay on keys and strange sound effects. Hi, Blake. That's ducks.
It's chickens.
Chickens.
It's the year of the cock.
Well, yeah, someone's got to get those chickens pregnant. That's why it's the year of the rooster. Hey, it's all so symbolic and fits together so seamlessly. So we also have Shannon Marie on upright bass. Hello, Shannon.
Hi. Oh.
And Shannon was the liaison for the band this evening. So just shout outs to that. At other times, they have had Annie DeGroot on viola and Keenan Sangar, otherwise known as Keenan Bear, on drums. They are not here in the building tonight. Shout outs to both of you. Wish you were all here. So, are we ready to go with some music?
Sure.
Yeah!
All right, so what song do you guys want to start out with so he can keep track in his fields of... This is outrageous. In the studio here, we have... Hey, Ali, how do I get past this? I need your thumbprint for... I'm going to do some video and pictures here. So if you're all wondering why I delay once in a while, that's what we're doing.
All right, we're going to kick it off with one of our new songs. This
one's pull in the mic.
Oh, this one's called Trolls.
Excellent.
Or not. It's called Scat Scratch. That's it's not the song that we're going to play. I just... Psych.
Got Staggers and Jags on the Medicine Show, and the song is called...
Scat Scratch.
All right.
The end of the day, they burn it away by the old dead trees, stuck under the haze, lost in the maze, with all of the other empty bellies, wistfully forgotten laughter, comes dusty lashing, crawling to the better destination, spotting the cosmos, noodles of time back to nothing and nowhere, take me back to nothing and nowhere. Long gone, but the skipping like a frog, cry like a fish, talking quietly. Your brain starts to twist. Come on, and he creeps through the corner where he sits in a pool of his own sweat and vomit. A pair of high heels in an empty bag of smoke. Some mummer in the corner by my lonely radio. Shrugging, she pauses, draws another line for a vital synthetic sunshine. I know, it's long, long gone. For the cold melody, like a ghost, lingers on. And I can't get it out of my head. I can't get it out of my head. And I know, it's long, long gone. For the cold melody, like a ghost.
Stagos and Jags on the Medicine Show.
Hey.
Hi. I gotta be really careful of the cable.
Yeah, we got a lot of wires here. We've created a bit of a maze in the studio.
It pulls out of the wall, so we're good. We'll just have to work
if you hold the umbrella.
This is so cool. So, you know, this band has brought a very colorful umbrella into the studio because it's hot in here and they need a little bit of shade.
It's mostly for safety.
I understand. Could you tell us about the concerns a little bit there?
Well, we don't want you to trip, mostly.
So, of course, an umbrella. This is a good precautionary movement.
Yeah, people are used to pylons.
Here, give them the mic. What's that?
Who pays attention to pylons these days?
Trying to be safe, like an orange cone, like whatever. That's useless. There's billions of those. Yeah, so there's an amp.
Excellent.
Got an umbrella. You can't miss it. Don't knock it up.
Exactly. Would any of you guys like to comment about the name of the band?
The band name, I got the band name from Dan Rogers' song. Do you know Stan Rogers?
You know, I've heard the name, but I'm not familiar. That's
Stan
like
Rogers, an East Coast folk singer.
Okay.
Great
and
guy.
Was that a song
as far
of his?
I understand.
Or did he just
stagger
around?
It's a lyric from Barrett's Privateers, The Staggers and Jags. The cook and the scuppers with the staggers and jags is the lyric.
Staggers and jags.
Say that one. Say the line again.
The cook and the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
You could almost put, that's like one of those things you could sample and repeat a few times and it would sound cool. I'm not a big fan of sampling, but you know.
But you could be a big fan of Stan Rogers. Check him out.
Thank you. I think I will. And also one more thing I wanted to ask about, and we'll move right along to another song, is the Staggers and Jags recently played at the Wood Stove Festival in Cumberland, B.C., and so I'm curious, do you know why they call it the Wood Stove Festival?
Yeah, so it's a new festival, and I think generally, you know, around kind of fall time for a lot of musicians, it can be a bit of a hard time because you're kind of coming down from the high of playing festivals all summer and connecting with your friends and you know, performing and sharing that with people, and then all of a sudden it's kind of, you know, nothing happens for a little bit, and so it's a wood stove, meaning kind of warm and cozy, you know, implications, bringing everybody together and playing lots of great music. So it was fun.
Lighting a fire in November.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, and that's what I thought. It sounds dangerous, but yet cozy and warm somehow, you know, having a fire.
It was
so cozy.
It was like a family reunion, you know. It was just, I think it was a huge hit, so I hope we can go back again for sure.
It was a great time.
Yeah, yeah. Any specific moments that you could share that was really memorable about that experience?
The hotel is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, actually, that was the one.
What's this about an after party?
The after parties, getting to jam in people's homes and their living rooms, just filled to the brim with musicians that you've been palling around with all summer long, and getting to meet up with them and play with them again is super fun.
Excellent. Yeah, and so that was in November, right?
Yeah.
Flutes, tubas, banjos.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. See,
and that's what I love, you know, is the people using not just the typical musicians, musical instruments. It's all these wild types.
Every asshole plays a guitar.
Every asshole's playing a guitar.
Oh, six strings, buddy, right? Whatever.
One, two, three.
Okay. What song do you guys want to play next?
Crows?
Sure.
Is that something of your guys's?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Crows, it's called, right?
It's called What Do the Crows Know?
What Do the Crows Know? Staggers and Jags on the Medicine Show.
Ooh.
just one more. Again and again. Well, there's no need to knock at the house of sin. The door's never locked, I just let myself in. And as the harmonic frost creeps in through the walls, love has withered to a thin shade of lust. Satisfaction through addiction into disgust.
Dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Do you enjoy singing, drumming, and spending time in a good environment? Then SFU's Vancity Office of Community Engagement and SFU's Office of Aboriginal Peoples are inviting you to join the singing and drumming workshops. Led by Russell Wallace, a composer, producer, and traditional Lil Wat singer, Salish singing and drumming workshops are free and open to everyone. Join Russell on October 18th, November 22nd, and January 12th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Goldcorp Center for the Arts, located on 149 West Hastings Street. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Salish Singing and Drumming Workshops on Facebook. Invite your friends.
Hello? Hello? What's that sound?
Is it
a hippopotamus?
It's a hippopotamus laughing. You ever
heard that? Wait. Here, sound effects, man. Sound effects, man. Says this is a hippopotamus laughing. Do you hear other shows like this? Perhaps you'd like to comment on the Medicine Show's Facebook or the Staggers and Jags Facebook.
Yeah. Hippopotamuses.
You said laughter was a part of your show, right?
There's absolutely. No, that's just definitely a bonus. Yeah. So I just shoved a microphone in someone's face. Okay, so, you know, you guys are a part of, this is such an interesting band because you guys got members of all these different bands. And Annie, who's out of town, did a recording. out of the country. That's right. Where
Mexico.
Is she from anyway?
Shout out to Annie. Tasmania. She's from Tasmania, but she's laying low in Mexico right now. But she will be back. She is all over the album that we're putting out in the spring, and she's gonna come back, and we're gonna hit the road again this summer all across BC and Alberta. So we'll be a big happy family before too long.
You know, I wonder if she knows and could tell us what a Tasmanian devil looks like. I mean, I guess you could Google it. It's a silly thing, but, you know, we grew up on this cartoon, you know. So. Do they really go that fast? Okay, so she did an album with Blake. Blake, you're a recording man?
Yeah, we recorded that in my garage. I'm mixing it right now. It's cool. It's really unique. It's a lovely little record.
And what's it called?
You have a name? Always kills me. It's Space Lux Sphere. Did I get that right, Annie? I think that's right.
So the name of your studio is called Ear Picnic.
That's the name I've got at the moment, yeah.
And that sounds like...
It's a working very hard title.
You know, I'm wondering if I met Annie on commercial drive playing, would that have been a possibility?
Oh, yeah, she busks all the time.
I know, Annie. Yeah. See? Hi, Annie, if you're listening, it's me! Okay, so what is different about, like, everybody's got their gimmick for recording. What's your thing about, I mean, you're calling yourself Ear Picnic. It sounds like it might have a gimmick, or is it just you doing your best?
No, I was just thinking of, like, you know, a nice little feast for the ear.
Very cool. Are you?
It's not really too.
Do you make it available to the public? Is this something people should be contacting you about?
Maybe a picnic is like an adventure, too.
Okay.
It's not Harvey's, right?
Yeah.
It's not Harvey's. This is not fast food, people.
Is that your tagline?
Yeah.
Your picnic studio?
It's home cooking.
Yeah, it's not six string Harvey's.
Shannon. Hey, I understand that you dabble in herbal medicine and you sell potions at Staggers and Shows. The Staggers and Jag shows. What type of potions might be found at one of your shows?
You know, I make some like tinctures and salves and teas mostly. Those are my wares. I have like my little witch kit that I haul around to shows with me.
Oh, she said the W word. You ever heard of the Kick a Witch Festival? Sorry. Oh, my friend made that up. It was a silly idea. I just wanted to ask you about that. So the background of the potions and the salves and the tinctures and stuff like that, did you learn it through family or?
No, I this is like all self, well, not all self-learned. I actually did go to Pacific Rim for a little while in Victoria, learning Western herbal medicine. So I did take some schooling for it, and then a lot of it was just through my own, learning,
right,
reading.
And so is it associated with a spiritual sort of background that's associated in with, or is it just educational and practical stuff?
I think it's just practical. Like, there's all this medicine growing around that people just, you know, pass by and they think of it as weeds. And there's...
Well, you know, it's funny. You say that, you know, it's my witch kit. And in Spanish, they call it brujería. And it's like making a brew. And it's basically, it doesn't have to be a spiritual thing. You can just brewing stuff up. You know what I'm saying? So very practical. I myself advocate using baking soda for, you know, deodorants and scrubbing your floors and brushing your teeth and tea tree oil for killing all sorts of fungus on your feet and in your hair, shampoos and stuff like this. So anyway, very practical. Yeah, so
kinder, gentler alternatives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, moving right along, what song do you guys want to do next?
Does it have a name yet, Conrad?
What is it?
This is a new song with a much contested name. We don't really know.
Are you sure that's garbage?
are you sure?
That's the working title.
Is that really garbage? Mm-hmm.
Go find yourself.
What's okay, so I'm sorry, a little bit
Troll?
Confused. You want to name
really
the show so we can put something in the field on the computer?
Oh, got it.
You call it?
Let's name it now, right? Sam, we forced Sam. We, We forced Sam to name all of his songs on the spot. What was it, a common thread of the song?
It's all over the place.
We refer to it as trolls between the band.
Should we call it the Year of the Cock?
Year of the Cock.
Garbage party.
I could make such terrible jokes right now. The trolls and the roosters and never mind. So the trolls.
I mean, trolls wasn't a joke.
I know, but I was saying I could formulate
humorous
things with such material. Which, trying to steer away from the vulgar, as I said. Go ahead. We're going to set up this. Go ahead. Trolls on the Medicine Show with the Staggers and Jags.
This forest has eyes, it can see for miles. It knows about the trolls and their pet crocodiles. It knows about the razor wires and the chemical fires. It knows when blood is spilled, it never stands completely still. The left hand of God readjusted the moon. 9 o'clock is taken out of tune. The doctor's spitting all over the room. That gas mask, it's not enough to save you, but oh, if you don't believe, you've already lost. Trolls that live in the castles eat the gold with silver spoons. And if you snore too loud, you'll be on the menu too. Executions are held in the dining hall to celebrate a bride and groom or to ring in the new year. Ah, just a Tuesday afternoon. There's diamonds in the mountains, there's garbage in the water, there's poison in the dirt. The fire's only getting hotter. There's 60 billion reasons that we should be much smarter. The Holy Ghost is clawing at all our sons and daughters. But oh, if you don't believe, you've already lost.
Staggers and Jags on the Medicine Show. Are we still rolling, or did you go to a commercial already?
No, they haven't any commercial.
It's a harvest. It's done.
DJ Alibaba from the alley, you're kind of quiet.
In the back alley.
In the back alley. What were you doing back there? Okay. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Okay, more sound effects. Give him the microphone.
Cool tense back here.
So, if you can phone in a guess and tell me what this is, you'll win a special prize. I guarantee it. You'll get into one of the shows that we're sponsoring. 604-879-1949. You've got 10 seconds. 604-879-1949. Give me a call and identify that sound. Staggers and Jags. Dun, 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 dun. So,
I mean, you're guessing as good as mine.
Okay, did you know what that was?
Of course I know what it is. Yeah,
he knows what it is. Do you know what it is?
I know what it is.
Do you know what it is? Do you want to take a guess?
No, I don't.
Is that a bee? A mosquito.
Because they love mosquitoes.
No one called in on time. What was the first one? It was all... Ah, the year of the rooster! Happy New Year, everybody.
Cornerstone.
Okay, why don't we do another song?
Another song.
Yeah, you guys into another song?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I would love to play another song.
Down the Drain?
Down the Drain.
This is Down the Drain with the Staggers and Jags on the Medicine Show.
Wait, I'm sorry, hold on, let me tune this for a second. I'm sorry, but it's gotta happen.
These things happen, because it's live radio.
It's warm and humid in here.
I'm doing it for you.
One more time.
The Staggers and Jags on the Medicine Show. What's going on, Ray?
Coming for the show.
Oh, we got DJ Ray in the house. How you doing? Okay, so we're just getting ready to shut her down. Anybody got any last shout-outs or hello to anybody or thanks to anybody?
Yeah, so thanks for listening. And be sure you check out our Bandcamp and all that good stuff, because we do have a brand new Love Off the Floor album coming out in just a few months. So check us out. Check it. Double G.
Okay, so here you go.
Quadruple G.
Yeah.
Four G's.
Okay, so just giving everybody a quick chance to say goodnight. And what were you saying? You're Googleable?
Yeah, if we're Staggers and Jags with two G's in Staggers and two G's in Jags.
So that's four G's.
That's four G's. That's like $4,000 worth of music for just Google searching.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, and also, so be on the lookout for the Ear Picnic. Be on the lookout for Staggers and Jags. Be on the lookout for when Annie comes back to town. Shout outs! We miss you. And Keenan, where the heck are you? You say Cannon? Cannon? Why have I always been calling him Keenan? Okay, Cannon. And so just wanted to say goodnight. Here we are every Friday night, 11 to 12:30. The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy and live music, healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish unceded territory on Musqueam land. Tune in next week. The Medicine Show will have the Quixotic Neurotics and South American duo Rio Samaya. Rich in history and positive vibrations.
Hey, Rio.
Wait a second. What's going on with the next song?
So, the Rio
just took over here.
Yeah.
We have to finish our show. Do you mind? Just real quick here.
No. It was played.
He's ready to go. You know what you're gonna do. Sorry to interrupt the flow there, DJ Ray. You know what song he's gonna go with?
No. What song?
Help him get in there. Okay. So while I'm doing the you guys were saying, you know, Rio Samaya.
Yeah, the Rio Samaya band, our friend Lo, that's his parents. And he plays with us sometimes.
He does.
Yeah.
I saw him play at the Pancakes and Jam. You guys also.
He's a good friend of ours.
Right on. Okay, so, well, perhaps you guys are welcome to come by. Next week we have Rio Samaya, South American music, doing some really lively, fun, good music. And then this is DJ Alibaba. Ali Ghazani from the back alley. I'm DJ Paleface, Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to our guest, Sam Cave. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
God, I'm just a big, big fan now of all these people. Staggers and Jags, the Staggers and Jags. You could Google them with Conrad Shinkar. Shinkar? Did I get it right this time?
Yeah.
Conrad Shinkar. Sabrina Robson, Blake McKay, Shannon Marie. Shout outs to Annie and Kenan. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on Twitter as @VanMedicineShow, Facebook as Vancouver Medicine Show, and on our website, themedicineshow.ca. We'll leave you with, are we going to leave him with Greg Reporter?
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Al.
Believe in a Greg Reporter, the name is In Crowd. Yeah.
The In Crowd. Have a good night. Until next Friday, coming up next is the Late Night Show. With
have a good night.
DJ Ray! Happy New Year, by the way. It's the year of the rooster.
I go where the In Crowd goes. I'm in with the in crowd. I know what the in crowd knows. Any time of the year, don't you hear? Dressing fine, making time. We breathe up and down the streets. We're getting respect from the people we meet. They make way day and night. They know the in crowd is out of sight. I'm in with the in crowd. I know the latest dance. When you're in the in crowd, it's so easy to find romance.
time of the year, don't you a hair. If it's square, we ain't there. Mm-mm, no, no, no. We make every minute count. Our share is always the biggest amount. Other guys imitate us, but the original is still the greatest.